There's a common misconception, says John Rule, that temperatures during the growing season drive wine quality. Really, he says, it's not that simple.
Fine wine is not something that is the result of a deterministic model where you put in climate variables and out the other end comes great wine or not great wine. Great wine is really a function of the interaction between people and the environment. And it's been that way for thousands of years.
Rule is the president of the Napa Valley Grape Growers, an industry group, and he directs operations at Trefethen Family Vineyards in Napa.
It's much more complex than that. We have world-class Chardonnay growing next to world-class Cabernet, two varieties which are thought to need very different temperature profiles.
North Coast winemakers take climate change seriously, he says, but they are not panicked. Statewide, the land suitable for grape growing is expected to shrink dramatically in the coming decades. But in Napa and Sonoma, cooling from the Pacific Ocean should keep temperatures more steady.
And there's a particular phenomenon where warm air inland can actually pull more cool air in off the ocean, which may be why we see some cooler vintages in what is otherwise a warm year for other parts of the U.S. and even other parts of California.
Some viticultural areas of the world are already seeing warmer growing seasons, earlier harvests and bud breaks. While local growers so far have been spared this, they have detected a slight warming, 1 to 2 degrees in nighttime temperatures.
We're ready to really figure this out, to adapt to the changes that are coming this way so that we can keep making some great wine. We're not moving to Oregon anytime soon.
In a recent scientific study projecting the effects of climate change on winemaking, the authors expressed concern that rising temperatures would prompt growers to irrigate more often or mist vines to keep them cool. Locally, misting isn't common. Instead, Rule and many other growers are adapting by changing how leaves are trained on the vine. During the replanting spree of the 1990s, it was popular to leave grapes exposed to the sun. But that runs the risk of shriveling berries, turning them into raisins during a heat spell.
What growers are doing today is actually adapting that trellis system, putting in a cross arm on the top to allow the foliage to splay out a bit, offer some partial shade to the grapes, particularly at the hottest time of the day when the sun is high in the sky beating down on the grapes. We can give it a little shade by using the vine's own leaves and help remove the most intense sunlight.
He's also making changes so the vines require less water.
So on our ranch here at Trefethen and a number of other growers are going back to a more vigorous rootstock. These are what we'd call old school rootstocks, but they're from back in the day. They're very good. They make healthy vines. What they have is deeper roots, so they have better access to natural water throughout the soil profile and are therefore more able to take a drought event or a heat spell. They're better set up without the need for us to throw more water on the vines.
A final option would be to plant new varietals. Grapes from Spain or southern Italy are adapted to hotter temperatures. While some growers, such as Madrigal Vineyards in Calistoga, are beginning to experiment with Tempranillo and Grenache, by and large, wineries don't want to give up the varietals that have made the region world famous. Instead, they say they'll adapt. I'm Danielle Vetten for KRCB's North Bay Report.